water rose on that second story, and when it fell again, there was human tissue all over those walls. And if that don't radicalize you, it is like I felt compelled to get the message of what a horror war is, and that the victims are going to be those innocent people. And they were just frightened. They begged us not to leave.
So you now have been arrested 4 times trying to stand up and resist this war. Finally, in the remaining 30 seconds, you're talking to us from Seadrift. That's a fishing town near Galveston in Corpus Christi. This is the home of the president-select. What would your advice be to him and Colin Powell? What would you want to tell them if they actually took a moment to listen to your perspective?
They need to put the faces on those Iraqi people, and they need to differentiate between what is Saddam Hussein and what is those people. Anytime they can say that there is this collateral damage and it doesn't mean anything, they need to put their children's faces. George Bush needs to put his twins on those faces. There is no solution. It is a government fails when it goes to war. To me, that is when we truly fail.
All right. Diane Wilson, fourth-generation shrimp fisherman, now fighting Dow Chemical, fighting with the people in India who were victims of Bhopal, now in Baghdad and back to New York City, Washington, D.C., arrested, fighting for peace. Thank you for being with us on Flashpoints.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
What means to me is like right now what they're doing to Iraq is not fair because they didn't do anything.
The media just wants to tell you what it wants you to know. It doesn't tell you the complete story.
Since Iraq is like a poor place, I think we should leave it alone, because if it's poor, like all it has is like the oil that they have to help them like get their benefits that they need and things like that.
I would say to President Bush to go and find somebody to talk to, see their point of view.
We're not actually changing anything. We're not creating anything for the better. We're just creating a lot of destruction, loss of life. We're not really doing anything constructive.
I think that it's very important for us to start realizing the life and the situations of people throughout the world, because I think we're extremely disconnected from those realities.
I'm not allowed to vote. I have very little rights at this current time. So the best thing is to voice my opinion, say what I feel, what I think, and try and ignite a fire in others.
You're listening to Children's Voices on War and Peace, an effort to bring together young people ranging in ages from 6 to 18 years old. From students at the LA Leadership Academy to young Iraqi Americans, these youths analyze concepts of war and peace, and in some cases, organize against war in Iraq. Ultimately, they can serve as an inspiration to us all.
Nearly 10 years ago, KPFK programmer Uncle Ruthie spoke with a number of children, some of whom were of Iraqi descent. Their thoughts and insight are eerily resonant in today's political climate as the U.S. pursues yet another campaign against Iraq.
War is bombs and fighting and bad things. And lots of people could get killed in war.
Well, this kind of war is when, like, a country fights with another country, or between one person and another person, or, like, a group of people and another.
War is a fight between two parties to destroy the other part, or, freedom.
It's
going to frighten you because they never knew what war was, so their parents had to tell them what war was. And, well, it's like other people fighting with other people, and they want to win something, and they really want to get other things that the other people want to get. And so that's how they fight to get something. So they want to fight to get oil.
My name is Robin Ingalls. I'm 10 years old, and I first heard about the war. I had just got home from Cub Scouts. I felt kind of bad because I knew that one of my friend's brother was there fighting in the war. He had gotten in with helicopters. He was flying helicopters, and I felt bad also because I knew that a lot of Americans and Iraqis would die.
My name is Kesa Rida. My age is 10, and I was at school when the war started. I was doing my history. My teacher bring a radio with him so he could listen to the news. And then he told us that the war started. I felt sad because I knew a lot of people were going to die.
And just get ready for it, just get used to it, because not only is he going to continue to spend the billions that it takes, he says he's going to engage all of these other countries that supposedly identified with terrorism. Now, we know he's got a problem with Saddam Hussein. We know that. We know it. He got to take revenge for what Saddam did to his daddy. We understand that. But at some point in time, the American public has got to say, we can't bomb our way into peace, but we've got to talk about it, we've got to make sense out of it, because our liberties are at stake. And if we don't fight for what is right and what is just and what is fair for everybody, then they come after us. And therefore, we have to say to Bush and to Ashcroft and to all of them who are prepared to spend every dollar that we have on a war, we will not give up the right to educate our children. We will not give up the right to provide health care for those who need it. We will not give up the right to have a safety net for the least of these, because you will spend all of the money on the war budget.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
I don't have any conclusions here. But as a citizen, I'd like to ask a few questions. And that's a question I'd like answered. What are the financial connections between the Bush and the Bin Laden family over the years? Now, what's that all about? Because if you go to the BBC website, you'll see a story that starting in 1995, the Taliban first sent a delegation to Houston to meet with oil company executives while George W. Bush was president. What's that all about? Well, they were there to discuss the building of a pipeline across Afghanistan, the Unocal pipeline. Who was going to help build the pipeline? Halliburton. Who's the head of Halliburton? Big Dick Cheney. Now, what's that all about? Big Dick Cheney. Now, what's that all about? Big Dick Cheney. He blew it when he got in bed with Kenny Boy because there's nothing worse you can do to the average American now than tell them their 401k is not safe. Your 401k is not safe. So let's go run into the stock market. They'll save us. Let's all get a 401k. And then the seventh largest company in the country? The seventh largest company in the country? Every single pensioner, retiree, or person who works for that company has lost their pension? The company that handpicked the head of the regulatory agency that's supposed to oversee Enron? The company whose vice president is now the secretary of the army? The company whose lawyer is now the White House counsel? The company whose accounting firm, their lawyer, is now the head of the Security and Exchange Commission, and his job is supposed to oversee the phony baloney, crap-baloney stock prices?
Wow. That last voice was Michael Moore. Before that was... Congresswoman Maxine Waters. It's part of a new CD called New Songs for Peace. It has Greg Palast, Noam Chomsky, John Coltrane, Che Guevara, Dr. Helen Haldicott, Malcolm X, Alice Walker, Angela Davis, H.R.A.P. Brown, Fannie Lou Hamer. And it's an extraordinary mix of original music and these Pacifica voices. It's quite moving. I had to stop there. Before that, there's another CD, The Children's Voices of Peace. Did you hear that one 10-year-old say, I say what I feel and think and try and ignite a fire in others? This is Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. You can get this two CD set, incredibly moving, for a $100 contribution by dialing 510-848-5732, 510-848-5732. Amazing 2-CD compilation from the Pacifica Archives. But you know, folks, I have to tell you, our special correspondent, as you heard at the beginning of this hour, was shot working for us, working for the people. And I'm not happy. I sort of have images of myself listening on the phone. It sort of looks like I'm just taking another phone call, but... you know, you can hear what's happening. And you can only hear it here. Anyway, I'm hoping that I'm not in the greatest mood here to raise funds, but these two CD sets are really magnificent, and I'm hoping that you'll make my life easy today because I am not up for the big, bad harangue. I need your help. I need you to recognize the work that we do, coming from Ann Gwynn, coming from our correspondent in Gaza, coming from Diane Wilson, coming from these kids. I'm hoping that you can get this and you can get any of the other premiums too, the teach-in. But the phone number here for people who care about this work and who want to support our giving a platform to Ann Gwynn, who keeps narrating after she takes a bullet in the leg. I'm asking you because these cowards in the mainstream, they're not journalists. These people, you know, they don't have journalistic training per se, but they know how to tell a story from the ground and tell the truth. You vote for that kind of reporting, please call now. 510-848-5732. 510-848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. I hope this means something to you. 510-848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. I am definitely way behind today because I have to. I can't, you know, there are two ways to do to do fundraising. One way is to go for the content and to support that. And the other is that you direct your program towards the premium. It's good information. These two CDs are incredibly moving. But you focus your pitch towards the sell. I'm having trouble doing that, and I'm hoping you'll understand that and just make it easy for all of us to get through this, get the money we need to continue our live reports from places that you will not hear in the mainstream media. The biggest cover-up of our time, the biggest lie, is the refusal to cover the ethnic cleansing going on now, led by this accused mass murderer, Ariel Sharon, that the mainstream media will not cover, and cover, and NPR is pathetic, reactionary, and pathetic. And I am shocked that KQED plays that crap without question. One report after another, Linda Gradstein, totally biased. There were 11 people killed in Gaza last night. 4 were crushed. Israelis now think they can use U.S. weaponry to shoot down kids because they throw rocks at tanks. Did you hear these kids speaking against war in this marvelous new CD? You can get that. Each CD is about 50 minutes long. Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace is a mix of original music and the voices of Michael Moore, Greg Palast, Noam Chomsky, Tarek Ali, Maxine Waters, Huey Newton, Dr. Helen Colicott, Che Guevara, John Coltrane, Wounded Knee voices, George Jackson, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Adrian Rich, Langston Hughes, Alice Walker. All of them are on this CD. You can get them and this really beautiful CD made of these children's voices for peace, a documentary coming out of our sister station, KPFK. Get them both for $100. You can get our teach-in. I don't even know where the page is that tells you how much to get each one. Here it is, 510-848-5732. You can get our teach-in. You can get both CDs, The Children's Voices for Peace and Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace, for both for $100. You can get our 2-CD teaching on Iraq, our 3-hour teaching, along with the peace CDs for $175. You can get the Mandela Arundhati Roy for $150. You can still get the Counting on Democracy, Greg Palast, and the 2000 election theft for $100. You can get the Chomsky documentary for $120. Any combination, all 3 videos for $300. You can get the teach-in for $375 and all 3 videos. All the PCDs, the 3 videos, and the teach-in for $450. If you got a little extra money, you can get all those marvelous premiums and make sure that this program remains strong and viable. I'm asking you to call now. 510-848-5732. I am very troubled today. 510-848-5732. My heart hurts. It's hard for me to hear Anne in the streets, 65-year-old grandmother, riding an ambulance, doing what journalists should be doing, what cowardice Western journalists refuse to do. But they take their marching orders from Washington. Washington carries out a genocide, supports a genocide, an attempt at ethnic purge in Palestine. The media, NPR, the rest of the crew are there, lying their asses off. Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace, all those voices that you've heard of a Pacifica over the last 54 years, this Peace Network, the Children's Voices for Peace, incredibly moving. Kids talking, speaking out against peace. Both these CDs for $100. 510-848-5732. 510-848-5732. Mary, never mind. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. I hope they know in tally that it's just a package, the 2 CDs for $100. Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace. New Songs for Peace with everybody who's ever appeared on these airwaves are a great cross-section, as I said, Paul Robeson, Rosa Parks, Bayard Rustin, Cesar Chavez, John Bertrand Aristide, Dolores Huerta, John Coltrane, George Jackson, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Noam Chomsky, Michael Moore. All of them are on this CD. Then the Children's Voices for Peace. And the problem here that I have in terms of fundraising is that I started way too late. And that means I'm never going to make my goal unless people really stand up now and fill the lines that are not lit by calling 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. And if you've got a little extra bucks, get all the premiums, all the videos and the documentaries and the teach-in and the 2-CD piece set and all of it for $450. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Please call now. Please make it easy on this difficult day. I can't imagine the courage that it takes. I don't think I would have the courage to ride that ambulance the way Anne does. To tell the truth, to use her senses, her eyes, her ears, touch, taste, to bring us right there on the ground and to keep telling the story after she's shot at and hit. We understand that she's all right, but it is very troubling that the mainstream media and our brothers and sisters at KQED are lost on this issue. And they keep spewing this crap from National Public Radio. The big lie is the occupation. Israel in violation of UN resolutions, many. Israel with many nuclear weapons and no inspections. And why do I focus on this setting, on this situation? Because the United States is pouring in billions of dollars. You listening to this show, if you pay your taxes, you're paying for those bullets. You're paying for those Apache attack helicopters. Your money is being used to finance this illegal occupation. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Please call now. Please be generous. Please. You can get this (510) 848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. I wish I had more courage. I wish I had the courage of my friend Barbara Lubin. But we all do what we can in the way that we can. My vow is to be a broadcaster in the alternative media at this marvelous, scrappy, fight-back radio station called KPFA. And I'm urging you, I'm appealing to you to pull out the stops, to take an action that you don't have to take, but that your heart and your mind and your consciousness, yes, I have said this before, tells you is the right thing to do. And I started late, so I need your help to help me make up for that time. 510-848-5732. If you're just tuning in, we played excerpts of a new piece produced by Mark Torres, original music by D. Gomez of the musical group A Slow Rider, beats by Bulldog of Aslan Underground and DJ Breeze, words by Michael Moore, Greg Pallas, Noam Chomsky, Tariq Ali, Steve Rhodes, Maxine Waters, Huey Newton. You get that CD, and you get the new CD, Children's Voices on War and Peace, where kids, in an incredibly moving way, talk about the dangers of war and why peace and negotiation and reconciliation is a better way to go. 510-848-5732. You can get the two CD piece, piece CDs with our 3-hour teach-in, both for $175 by calling 510. There's an open line, and that worries me. 510-848-5732. 510-848-5732. The voices of Michael Moore, Greg Palast, Noam Chomsky, Tariq Ali, Maxine Ward, Huey Newton, Dr. Helen Caldicott, Che Guevara, John Coltrane, Wounded Knee, voices George Jackson, Mami Abu-Jamal, Malcolm X, James Baldwin, all of them by dialing 510-848-5732. 510-848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. We need your help now. There is an open line. It will never make it. Will never make it if you don't call now. And make sure that we make up for that time lost, because I was not going to pull the information from this show. I feel very responsible for raising money. But when people are putting their bodies on the line, I don't turn my back on that. And I don't think you'd want me to. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. We need those of you who've got a little extra cash. Get the package, 3D, the Chomsky video, Counting on Democracy, the Mandela on Randorte Roy Chomsky, the other one, this one, that one, the teach-in, the Children's Voices for Peace, Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace, the whole package for $450, any combination thereof. The real thing here is to support alternative free speech radio. That's what it's about. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. And I want to make a special appeal now, just to people who want to support the content of today's show, who are calling because the content means something, who want to give $100 or $200 or $50 or $1,000 because we give voice to Anne Gwynne. We couldn't reach her. We play the phone machine. I know those of you who are listening didn't have any trouble understanding because it was a phone message. We get the information wherever we can, and if we feel it's reliable, we put it out to you. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. And let me tell you something, folks. The only way that I'm going to make my goal today is if you keep calling. If you write down the phone number, 510-548-5732, and even when I get off the air, that you keep calling and you keep those lights of hope lit and you keep supporting Free Speech Radio. We are the one remaining alternative, non-commercial, no-holds-barred, pacifist radio network. We're what's left, folks. And we're in it together. And it is a marvelous feeling. You go from passivity, you get tired of having things done to you by the mainstream media, to action, to being an active listener sponsor of Free Speech Alternative Fight Back Radio. 510-848-5732. Please, 1-800-439-5732. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, and we need your help. I want to urge people that Greg Palast, on February 26th, I believe that's next Wednesday. Is that right, Mayor? Next Wednesday, February 26th, Greg Palast at the First Congregational Church, 7 o'clock. New speech, information about George Bush and the oil men's connection to Al-Qaeda, information about Venezuela, and his new enhanced investigation just in time about the 2000 election steal, so that when they try and steal the election again, you'll have the information and we'll be ready. We'll know how they're going to do it this time through the voting machines. Greg Palast, write this on your calendar. We haven't had a chance to advertise it. It's a benefit for Flashpoints and free speech.